So 2 weeks before I began serving in full-time ministry as a full-time youth minister in St. Louis, my wife and I discovered that we were expecting our first child. So immediately before this new job was to start in January of 2009, my wife shared with me that we were pregnant, and I was already nervous about starting a new job, and now I was going to have to be or figure out how to be dad too. Doubly blessed and doubly stressed, right? And so fast forward now 15 years later, and my firstborn, Amelia June, is being confirmed this weekend, and it's extremely exciting for a pastor dad to be a part of this. I've come to realize that in every encounter that we have with young people, God invites us to consider our own mortality and timeliness. Coming off of this last week with Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent in which we reflect on our mortality and the time in which God has given to us, I think we're invited by God when we engage with young people to consider our own unique roles that we have, each and every one of us have, in this journey that we call life. Each and every one of us have this enormous capacity to be both healers as well as harmers, right? Each one of us can both bring hope as well as hurt. We can sow joy, but we can also sow sorrow. And each and every day, it's our choices, our decisions, they compound over our lives, over our lifetime, and the aftermath of those choices, those decisions, become very apparent. And again, maybe more so when we engage with young people, because at least in my experience, I recognize that the choices I make don't only affect me, they also affect people who are around me, especially my children. I think in spending time with young people, God invites us to recognize who we are, who we might once have been, who we were before, but also who we might become. And there's a passage in Scripture, it's in the Synoptic Gospels in Matthew 18 and Mark 10 and in Matthew 19, Mark 10 and Luke 18, where Jesus welcomes the children. You've heard people preach about this before. Hear this passage from the Gospel of Mark chapter 10. The people were bringing children, even infants, to Jesus, hoping that he might touch them and bless them. And the disciples were shooing them off. But Jesus was irate, and he let it be known. Do not push these children away. Do not ever get between them and me. These children are at the very center of the life in the kingdom. Mark this. Unless you accept God's kingdom as a child, you will never get in. And then, gathering the children up in his arms, Jesus laid hands on them and blessed them. May the Spirit reveal what the divine is telling us in these words. These scripture passages remind me that we must be like those who are young and simply come to Jesus, right? Jesus says in the passage, let them come to me. And they do so with this eager anticipation, with excitement and with joy and with hope. And I think as we age, as we grow older, we sometimes don't have that much anticipation or excitement or maybe even joy or hope. And I used to think in reading this passage, I used to think that Jesus was welcoming the children because they were simple, they were easy, right? There's even some translations say that let the simplicity of the children, let them come to me. But I don't think that's what it is. And I used to think that Jesus would welcome the children because of their innocence, right? Because children are innocent, right? And yet, I don't know about you, but I have learned that children can get up to no good. Especially mine. And so, as I have read Scripture and studied Scripture, I came across an interpretation of this passage where it said perhaps the reason that Jesus welcomes the children and says it is because children, we must be like children, like these, to enter the kingdom of God, is not because they are simple or because they are innocent, but rather because they have done nothing to earn it. Children have done nothing to earn their way into the kingdom. They do not deserve the kingdom. We must remember that in this context, in this first century Near East, children at this time were essentially treated as property. They were future laborers in the family or a wife to be wed off. So they have value and inherent worth, but it's not for what they have done yet. Rather, Jesus says that you must be like a child and recognize that there is nothing that you can do or will ever do that will earn your way into heaven. But rather, they simply come. Jesus makes the open invitation with arms spread and says, these children are at the very center of the life of the kingdom. Unless you accept God's kingdom as a child, you will never get in. Something I've learned in serving in student and children and youth ministry is that they have an amount of energy that I miss. I'm only 44, and I wish I woke up with that much energy, right? Everything is exciting and new when you're a kid. Even if you've already done it before, you can't wait to do it again. You're eager. You have hope for what's coming next, especially if it's Friday and a weekend. The kingdom of heaven is a gift. The way in which Jesus calls us to live, that we are invited into, is this beautiful gift that God extends to us and says, simply come. Come and see. Anticipate what might happen. Be a part of this. Find out how you might be changed. And in turn, when we are changed, we cannot help but change those around us. It's like a game of telephone. This has become a tradition in our family at Christmas and Easter and holidays in which our family gathers. This weekend, my family will come and watch as my daughter is confirmed. And when we get together, we always play games of telephone. And it's like you can't help but wait to see what's going to happen, right? There's almost an anxious eagerness, an excitement to know what's going to happen next. How are they going to screw it up? But even when they screw it up, they love it. They have fun, right? Because they get to do it again and again and again. All the cousins and the aunts and the uncles and grandmas and papas all get to come together. I share this because as these last 14 years, I've watched Amelia, my firstborn, come into different experiences, to Sunday school and to children's choir and to camps and retreats and to youth group and to different service opportunities. They love going to Saturday Go Serve. Genesis created serve in something, and so they go and they serve together for a few hours, and then they go and spend time together in fellowship for a few hours. And I have watched as my firstborn has grown in their faith. They have chosen to come to worship. They sit in the student section each and every Sunday. And yes, they're a pastor's kid, so they better be here, right? They don't get much of an option about where they might go on Sundays. But they choose to come. They choose to come to youth group to form relationships, and they choose to come to confirmation to ask questions and to seek these answers together, and they choose to come to form relationships with many of you who know them by name because you are present in their lives as well. And we are no different. No matter our age, no matter our maturity level, And I say that for my sake. We are invited to come, to be together, to discover what it is that God is inviting us into, to be transformed. I think it's always important to recognize that in baptism, which we celebrated this last Sunday, in baptism, God reaches out and claims us as God's own. It is wholly and entirely God's work in the world, on us and in us. And then in confirmation, we actually reach back out to God. We say yes. God's already said yes to us over and over again. And so we in our confirmation get to say, yes, God, I want to follow you. And so again, I just want to extend the invitation to each and every one of you to join me and the 20 plus other families who will be celebrating this Sunday at 3 o'clock. If you are able, please come to the worship center and celebrate. Will you please join me in prayer? Good and gracious God, we thank you for claiming us, for saying over and over and over again, we are yours. Let us, God, confirm those vows that were taken at our baptism. Might we say yes to you, God? Might we say over and over and over again, yes, God, I seek to follow you, to know you, that I might make you known in the world. Work on us, God, work in us, and work through us. Thank you. Amen.